Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to be led in prayer. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for what you've done for us in our lives. We thank you for all that you've done, oh Lord. Thank you for how you keep us day by day. We thank you, oh Lord, for the wonderful works that you've done, oh Lord. Oh my God, we are thankful unto you for all that you've done. We pray that you have your way today. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash us in your blood. Make us ever whole. Look upon us with compassion and mercy. Move any way that is not like you. Everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, oh Lord. We want to be saved, oh Lord. We want to endure until the end. We want your will to be done. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to seek to please you. Help us, oh Lord, to stand and to go through in these last days. Keep our mind stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. In the name of Jesus, you said men ought always pray and not to faint. Oh, my God, we are taking you at your word. We are praying and seeking your face. Drawing closer to you, seeking you, Lord, for greater blessing. In the name of Jesus, help us today, O Lord. Bless in a special way. Lift heavy burdens. Those who are troubled in mind, we pray that you touch their minds. Heal and deliver somebody in each today. Somebody in need help today. Somebody in each to lift the burden. Somebody need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take full control. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover the day. In the name of Jesus, teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us, oh Lord, to pray always. Help us, oh Lord. Lead God and direct our path and show us the way you would have us to go. We're seeking to please you in every way, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to deny self. Help us, oh Lord, give us a closer walk. Help us to be found in your will, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such sin. Help us, oh Lord. We want to be saved, Lord. We want to go through. Help us today. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch us, oh Lord. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. You know what we're going through. You know all about us. You know how to comfort us. You know how to strengthen us. You know how to heal. In the name of Jesus, send on your healing virtue. Somebody need healing in the name of Jesus. Somebody is in pain, but we know that you're able to heal. You're able to deliver. You're yet working miracles, and we are yet trusting in you and in your word. In the name of Jesus, help us today, Lord. Help, Lord. Be merciful, oh Lord. Somebody is troubled in mind, but we know you're able to heal and you're able to deliver them, oh Lord. Deliver their mind. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you today. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. Oh, my God, we believe you. Help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh, Lord. Let our save us, stretch it forth, help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Teach us, oh Lord, how to take you at your word. Help us today. Oh, my God, we're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. You are our very present help. In the name of Jesus, touch us, oh Lord. Bless us, oh Lord. Send thine anointing. Send thine anointing tonight. In the name of Jesus, take full control. Speak your word. Help us receive thy word. Help us to stand on your word. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Don't let our feet stray. Oh, my God, help us to stand. We know you're able to take us through. We're depending on you as never before. Oh, my God, we give you thanks and we praise your holy name. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do in faith. We bless thy holy name. Glory to God. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 23rd number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-27-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And if you would like to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, it is now open, and the address is 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And services are held on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. And we want to read the names on the prayer list. We'll add it to our prayer list. It's Bruce Williams, Sister Rosetta Lee. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved May family. Thomas Eugene May passed away. For Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. For Dr. Albert Tolbert. Brother Steady Carr. Stephen Allen Sr. Charles Morris. Titus Edmond Sr. Larry Denson. Sister Rhoda Kasenga. Andrea Blackshirt, Jermaine Shirley, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Nadellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Breeze Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a portion of this song.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. He touched and healed the lame man. They tell me that he fed 5,000 Jews. And if you have the faith to believe him, he will do the same for you. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. It is a blessing indeed to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast. I'm so happy that all of you took the time to tune in on this evening. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for that opening scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And it's personal. You have to make the Lord your shepherd. And you don't have to want for anything. Praise be to God, because the Lord is going to provide everything we need. And I just thank the Lord for that song, All I Need is a Touch from the Lord. If we ask him, hallelujah, he will touch. He will lay his hand upon us, amen, and give us the touch that we need. And with that one touch, that's all it takes. Glory be to God, and everything will be all right. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all things, and I'm not going to prolong the time, but just want to ask you to turn your hearts and minds toward hearing from the Lord. Prepare your hearts to receive the word of God. And anything that you're doing right now, put that aside or put that on hold until after you have heard the word of God. Because I believe God wants to speak to every one of us on this evening. So let us put our minds on the Lord and get ready to receive the word of God. And at this time, we'll give the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will send your word and send your anointing. Let your word reach some soul that they might be saved healed, forgiven, and delivered. And we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the Word of God in the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter of Revelation. And we're going to begin with the 12th verse. And also, we're going to go to Isaiah, 40th chapter, and the 10th verse. And the Word of God reads in Revelation 22 and 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And over in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, in verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. God's word is true. My title tonight is The Reward of God. And my theme, Heyday is coming. Heyday is coming. That's why we have to put our time in now while we have a chance. Because when death comes, that is it. There's no more time. You can do nothing after death. So the Lord is telling us in the book of Revelation, I believe, God began to speak to John the Revelator and told him to write. And these are the words of Jesus. And he said, and behold, I come. Not John, but Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Sometimes down here, man says, oh, well, they think they're getting away. No, I want you to know right now, no one is getting away from God. Every man shall stand before God and tell him the deeds and the words that we have spoken. Glory to God, whether they be good or whether they be bad, it makes no difference. Every man shall stand before the throne of God, and we're going to have to tell him everything that we said that was wrong, everything that we did was wrong, so no one is getting away. Hallelujah. It might seem like down here that you're getting by man, but no, not so. No one is going to escape the will of God. Nobody is going to escape from that great day that the Lord is speaking of. He's coming back, and when he comes, he's bringing his reward with him. He doesn't have to go back and get the reward, but he is bringing that reward with him to recompense everyone. Glory to God. I believe a reward is a recompense, something that is given in return for good or evil done or received, or that is offered, given for some service or attainment. So God is going to recompense us for everything that we have done, everything that we have said. God is going to give each person, glory to God, what is due to them for their work. Glory to God. So Jesus began to say, behold, I come quickly. He said, blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. If looking for Jesus, looking for that blessed day when the Lord shall return. Glory to God. We have to have our work done. Whatever he told us to do, we have to fulfill the will of God. And if we don't fulfill his will, we're going to be rewarded. We're going to be recompensed for whether we did his work or whether we didn't do his work. The day of the Lord is coming. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 10, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall move for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And then over in Revelation 21 and 6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Glory to God, he's going to give us of that fountain of water of life freely. If we do the work of God, if we do the will of God, he's going to pay us for the work that we do. Hallelujah. Sometimes down here, man will pay us, but they don't pay us what is due to us. You work on a job, but they don't want to pay you for the work that you have truly done. They want to rob you or cheat you out of your pay for the work that you did. You know you put in 8 hours of work, and they only want to pay you for 6 hours of work. Well, God is not like that. He's going to pay us, and every man according as his work shall be. He told Jeremiah, glory to God, thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands and recompenses the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children. Glory to God. Up to them. And he said, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Hallelujah. See, God is going to recompense us. Sometimes we try to pay somebody else back for what they've done to us. If it was wrong, sometimes we try to take the matter in our own hand. But the word of God said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. God is the one that's going to pay. We don't have to try to pay anybody back. Hallelujah. We don't have to try to get back at no one. But God, he's going to pay. So let God do his work. Let God be God, as someone preached. Glory to God. Don't try to pay anyone back, because God, he's going to pay them. Glory to God. Sometimes your enemies will rise up against you, but let them rise. The Bible said, if they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them the drink. And by doing so, you'll heap coals of fire on their head. Don't render evil for evil. That's what some people down here, they get involved in that. They feel like they want to pay back somebody. They're going to get back at somebody. They use spite work to get back at this one, get back at that one. But we don't have to do that, because God himself is going to recompense. He's going to reward all of us. He's going to pay back, but his pay is going to be a righteous pay. today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is right all by itself. We don't need to take the matter in our own hands. Just give it to Jesus. I'm learning to take it to Jesus because he's the only one that can work it out. I'm concerned my own soul. My soul must have a resting place, and I want to make sure I'm resting where the Lord is. I don't want my soul to be lost, but I want to make it to that city. I want to make it to that place called heaven. Glory to God. I don't have time to pay anybody back. I don't have time to take vengeance. I don't have time, hallelujah, to give anybody back what they gave to me. Hallelujah. I'd rather take the way of the Lord, because in the end, everything will be all right if I do what the word of God says do. Glory to God. Payday is coming. Glory to God. God is going to pay. Not you, not me, no one. And no one is going to escape from the Lord. Doesn't matter what the title is. Doesn't matter how long you've been over here. Glory to God. But we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we all will have to tell God things that we've done, whether they be good or whether they be bad. The word of God says in Isaiah 44:6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Glory to God. We're going to have to tell God everything. Hallelujah. And I want to be able to stand before God with a clear conscience. Glory to God. Because he's going to reward us according as our work shall be. The Bible says, say ye not to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Whatever you did, glory to God, you're going to eat the fruit of your doings. If it was me, I'm going to eat the fruit of my doings. If it was you, you're going to eat the fruit of your doing. I don't care how long, what your title is. It doesn't matter. With God, if we do wrong, we're going to eat the doings of our wrong. He said, woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad. Glory to God. But I tell you, I just thank God for the word of God. I know that payday is coming, and that's why I'm putting my time in now. I'm putting in my prayers. I'm sending up my timber. Glory to God. Denying self, putting self to death, because I realize that if we don't get rid of everything that is not like God, we will not make it into that kingdom. God, he's coming back. Glory to God. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming quickly. There won't be any time to get ready down here. And the wicked man, Lord, have mercy. There will be no escape. They will not get away from God. Glory to God. We all will stand before the Lord. If the angels that sinned, they didn't escape. Glory to God. The word of God said in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter and the second verse, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast. That word was steadfast. And every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You know, we have to take care of this salvation that God has given us. We have to cherish this salvation. Glory to God. We have to learn to cherish what God has done for us and not neglect this great salvation. If the angels didn't escape, neither will we escape. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bare them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels have he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Praise the Lord. We thank God, because if the angels didn't escape, neither will we escape, and neither will the wicked man escape. No one will escape. All will stand before that judgment seat, and payday is coming, and we have to make sure that we are ready and that we will be able to stand before the Lord in that great day. That's why I'm driving and striving, trying to make this journey, trying to make it right, trying to be ready, because Jesus is coming back. I just thank God for the word of God on tonight. Payday is coming. There may be somebody that want to be ready, and if you want to be ready, you got to turn your life over to the Lord and ask God to save you. Ask God to help you. Ask God to forgive you of your sins, and the Lord will have mercy on you. Praise the Lord. If you just acknowledge him and let the Lord know that you want to be saved, you want to make a change, you're tired of living that old sinful life, you're tired of running and ripping and running the streets and doing your own thing and drinking and smoking and lying and cheating and doing everything that is contrary to the will of God, now is the time to seek the Lord and give your life to Jesus. Now is the time to repent of your sins. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. If you just humble yourself and seek the Lord, God will do it for you. He will forgive you. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Whatever your condition is, if you need strength, if you need deliverance, if you need healing, if you want to be saved, the Lord is here today. He can do it if you just take him at his word and believe him. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word. We realize that payday is coming. We want to be ready, oh Lord. Jesus. We're praying and seeking your face, drawing nigh unto you because we want to be saved in the end. We don't want our labor to be in vain. We want to be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. We pray that you look on us, O Lord, in every way that is not like you. We pray that you have mercy on us, that you will touch and bless us, that you will help us, O Lord, that we might be caught up to meet you in the air. We don't want our labor to be in vain. Help us, O Lord. Jesus, stretch out your mighty hand. Touch us while we're praying. Bless us while we're waiting. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you can do it today. We know you're able, Lord. We believe you today. We thank you at your word. We pray that you look on those souls that are in trouble, those souls that need a way out, those souls that are living in sin. Oh, my God, have mercy today. We know you can bring them out. Forgive them of their sins. Blot out of their transgressions. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, O Lord. Help today, Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. We know thou art merciful. Look on them with compassion. Look on them with a pitiful eye. Touch, Lord. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy, Lord. Save to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We're dependent on you. Our trust is in you. We're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. No other help we know. Oh, my God, help us to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. Keep our minds staying on you, watching under prayer, praying always. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh Lord, to get closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us to deny self, put self to death. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to call on your name. You say, call unto me, and I will answer. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. We know thou art able. We know you can heal and deliver. Save, O Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Bless today, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Draw somebody into you, Lord. Help them to give their life to you before it's too late. Help them to get in a hurry, O Lord, to run for their lives, seeking your face and calling on your name. Help them to fall on your mercy. Help them today, Lord. Somebody needs you, oh Lord. Somebody needs you to come to their rescue in the name of Jesus. While we're praying, Lord, move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Pour out of thy spirit. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the spirit of God prevail. In the name of Jesus, take full control. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to hear thy voice. Help us, O Lord, to be obedient to the heavenly voice. Help us today, Lord. We need your help. We can't make it without you. We're dependent on you, trusting in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your word. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for another chance to call on your name. Thank you for another chance to pray, Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for your mercy and for your love. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Keep us, oh Lord. Keep our souls. We don't want our souls to be lost. We want to be saved. Oh, my endure unto the end. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we give praise. We give honor to thy name. We glorify thy name. Thou art so worthy. Bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you in faith. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that soul. We pray that you continue to bless that soul. In the name of Jesus, heal and save. Deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Father, the servant, is into the hands of the bandits. I mean, praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was powerful. It was anointed. And it was sent by God. Thank God for that beautiful message talking about the reward of God. Payday is coming. And that payday is closer now than ever before. But we are the ones who have to make sure that we are ready, depending on how we are at the time. That's what our reward is going to be. Lord knows I don't want to get that one that I don't expect. I want the one, amen, that it gives eternal life. That one, because you're down here, you're living right, you're doing what God commanded, that when he arrived, you kept the faith. You fought a good fight. You held on to the words of God. You upheld the righteousness of God. That reward, hallelujah, that's the one that I'm looking for. Amen. So we have to be ready. And if we're not ready, we're still going to get a reward. So I thank God for that word of time now, that if you don't know God, you get to know him. And if God has been calling you, it's time to say yes. Time out for all the drawbacks. It's time out for all the excuses. Because in that day, God is going to give us that reward when he comes. And he's coming quickly. So we were put on guard. We were put on notice, saying, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So at that time, that's when we're going to get our reward. So I encourage you to take the word of God in and to apply it to your life every day, live by it, and be ready for when the Lord does come. That way you won't be caught off guard, but live every day like it's a day the Lord might show up. Because we don't know the day or the hour. But surely, payday is coming. Amen. We thank God once again for that beautiful message. I just want to say to you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who may have joined in. We also are welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the reward of God and saying payday is coming. And this was a judgment message. We have to stand before God and give an account because payday is coming. And God, he's fair. And he's going to reward each and every one of us. Like she was saying, you know, sometimes down here, man will give us what they want to give us, even though it's not fair. But when we get to heaven, when we stand before God, I'm not going to get your reward. You won't get mine. Some people, they can cheat and take a reward that belongs to someone else. They'll steal somebody else's work and claim it for themselves. But when we stand before God, we are going to be rewarded for what we did in our body, whether it's good or evil. I enjoy the word of God And if maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Anyone else? If not, we do thank God for the remarks coming to Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God for this broadcast once again, and so glad that you took the time to tune in with us on this evening. And now at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, Sister Cheryl. Thank the Lord for this broadcast, for the word of God, and for prayer. And I ask that you continue to pray for me, those of you that can get a word of prayer, please pray for me, because I want to be ready. I know that payday is coming, but I want to be ready. And that's what I'm trying to do, pray and seek the Lord and get closer to the Lord and not try to recompense, even though things have been done to me that was wrong. I'm not trying to recompense nobody or pay nobody back. I'm not trying to render evil for evil, but I'm trying to do what the word of God say do and hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. And I just thank God for how he has blessed us. And we encourage you to continue listening to the broadcast. We are here on Tuesday night at 7 and Sunday night at 7 p.m. If you want to tune in, feel free. You could just dial in 701-802-5175. Thank the Lord for everyone on the broadcast. We encourage you, keep looking to the Lord. At this time, if that's all, I'm sorry, I forgot to announce that on June 18th, Lord willing, we are expecting to have a Friends and Family Day here, if the Lord's will. So the service, we're expecting an out-of-town speaker, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And Lord's will, the service is scheduled for 1 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. So if you cannot make it, we ask you to pray for us. And that's it. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Thank the Lord for all things. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close.